chair can ask you.
Oh. The Conference Committee on House Bill 2472 will come to order. We'll open a work session on House Bill 2472B. The purpose of this meeting is to consider proposed amendments to House Bill 2472B. A legislative council has drafted proposed Conference Committee amendments, and members should have a copy of the B44 amendment. Chris, would you let us know what that amendment does?
Sure. Good afternoon, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. It makes a few changes. The first one, it changes the 30% credit to 35%. So the reduction, there's less of a reduction going from 50%. It goes from 50% to 35% rather than 30% for projects with a capacity of greater than 10 megawatts. And the megawatt, that demarcation is different. The E44 has reduced that demarcation from 15 megawatts to 10 megawatts. So the large projects would get a 35% credit. That changes, capped at $10 million, and then the smaller projects are unchanged. Another change is that it pulls out the language that separates the wind projects, so all energy projects are treated the same. So in terms of policy, those are the changes. The revenue impact doesn't change, because while combined, those pieces reduce the revenue impact, because there will be more of the credit claimed otherwise. We have some new information from the Economic and Community Development Department relating to the electric vehicle manufacturing. The bill allows the manufacturers to use the renewable energy facilities credit, and the expected use of that credit is now less than had been assumed previously when the bill was in the House and the Senate. So that piece since that credit would be used less, the revenue impact is a little bit higher. And so those two forces are offsetting, so the revenue impact is unchanged.
Okay, but in reality, it's something like $1.4 million less than the Senate
yes.
version, and almost $12 million more than the House version.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay. So is there discussion on the amendment?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Burdick.
I think we're supposed to start off with motion, so I would move the dash B44 amendment to House Bill 2472.
Thank you. Senator Burdick moves the dash 44 amendments to House Bill 3472. Discussion.
Mr. Chair, I think this amendment is a reasonable compromise to some of the concerns that we've gotten all the way through this process. The BEPSI energy tax program, as we all know by now, is by orders of magnitude more generous than any other state in the country. For example, in Washington State, this biennium, they spent under $10 million for their subsidy program. And in Oregon, we're spending $68 million. And in the absence of this bill, we will spend $144 million in the next biennium. So it will continue to escalate through the biennia. And what this bill does is it brings the credit, brings the process in line so that we get the most out of our taxpayer dollars. And it focuses the greatest amount of money on the emerging technologies, the solar and the manufacturing sector. And those are also sectors that produce a lot of jobs. It does take some of the richness of the credit out of the large wind projects, but there has been more and more evidence that those projects are very close to or maybe even at market feasibility because of the renewable portfolio standard and just because of the advances that have been made in the industry. So I think this is a reasonable compromise. It's not as limited as I would have liked to see it personally, but we've worked with the governor's office, we've worked with our colleagues on the other side of the aisle in both the Senate and the House, and I think this is a very sensible, reasonable proposal that will continue to provide great, great encouragement for all kinds of renewable energy in Oregon.
Thank you. Other discussion? Representative Bantz.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair. First of all, I want to compliment everybody for the work on this bill. It's been an excellent effort, and this is a dramatic improvement over what we currently have. I'm particularly happy with the small project treatment. And Chris, am I correct in understanding that the small projects under 10 megawatts still enjoy the 20 million cap, 10 million opportunity?
That's correct.
So this is, as Oregon State University pointed out, a very good thing for small communities. So I appreciate that still being in the bill. The problem with the B44 amendment is that it reduces the amount of the credit for large wind to basically $3.5 million from what currently is around $11 million. I'm not suggesting we return to the $11 million. I'd rather we would not. The $3.5 million, however, may have a negative impact upon projects in Harney County and also in other counties near the Columbia River. And although I have tried numerous times to obtain support for the 35%, I've been unable to do so. I was able to obtain support for 40%, but I understand Senator Burdick's dismay with that number. It's not a huge movement, but it does have an impact, and a negative one on revenue, so I understand exactly where the Senator is coming from when she suggests support for the 35%. I cannot support it. I can't support 40. I'm more to the point, I don't know that I can get any votes for it. I don't have any votes for it. I've not canvassed my caucus, so I'm not in a position to in any way say that we could move this bill. I'm not saying we can't, because folks may know more than I do about who's going to vote which way, but at this point I'm at 40%, not 36. The rest of the bill is fine.
Thank you, Representative Bantz. Other discussion? Yes, Senator Morris.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. What would be the revenue impact if you move it to 40%, Chris?
The revenue impact would fall. I'd have to get into it, but probably a couple million dollars. Maybe a million.
Paul says each will be tried.
It's about a million.
Yeah.
Colleagues. And I support my chair, but on the other side of the issue here, if this issue fails, it's not a good thing. If I may, Mr. Chair.
Senator Morris.
Having gotten into this, I think it's pretty clear to me that we have become misdirected with respect to the production of power in this state. And we've gotten wrapped around the axle of these tax credits in a way that long-term, as I think it's a misguided mission. And we have on the books statutes that require renewable supply by a date certain. And if you think about the regulated, energy is a regulated product in this state. And we've taken it out of a regulated least cost into a financial play. That's my own personal opinion. And there's a lot of money to be made out there.
My opinion precisely.
Other discussion?
Let me just add to the comments that have been made already. The federal government has recently changed its own rules about renewable energy, and as I understand it, the rule that they've been following for some time is that they will provide tax credits of up to 30% of defined costs once facilities in production. Now they've added an additional provision that says instead of that they would grant a grant equal to 30% of those defined costs instead. I think probably the businessman in our little committee knows better than anybody else the value of having money up front rather than having it later, and also the value of not having to worry about whether or not you're actually going to make a profit and therefore be able to use the tax credit when you can get a grant up front. So the reality is that these very large facilities are going to have very substantial federal support, even above and beyond what they used to have available in these systems. Are you ready to vote?
Let's rock and roll.
Let's rock and roll. Would you call the roll, please? And the motion is on the B-44 amendment.
Senator Rosenbaum?
Aye.
Senator Bent? Representative Bent?
No.
Senator Morris?
Aye.
Representative Bailey?
Aye.
Senator Burdick?
Aye.
Representative Barnhart?
Aye. The motion, having received the majority in both chambers, is adopted.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Bailey.
Mr. Chair, I move 2472, House Bill 2472 as amended, the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is that the correct motion, Mr. Chair? I don't have a script in front of me, Mr. Chair.
Well, actually, I'm going to pass it to you because it's a little different than what you said.
Chair, I move the House concur on the Senate amendment dated June 18th and the bill be further amended with the B-44 amendments and repassed.
Thank you. Representative Bailey moves that the House concur in the Senate amendments dated June 18th and that the bill be further amended with the B-44 amendments and be repassed. Is there any further discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
I just want to thank you and the Chair of Senate Revenue Committee, Revenue and Finance and Revenue, for a lot of hard work that went into this. I think it's really impossible to get a perfect bill, particularly when there is so much at stake. And personally, I thought we had a good bill. I think this is a good compromise, as has been said previously. I think it's easy to assert things that may or may not happen. The only way to really tell, though, is to move forward and hopefully take some other steps to make sure that we have accountability in terms of this tax credit. So I'm happy today to be supporting it.
Thank you. Other discussion? If not, let's call the roll again.
Senator Rosenbaum?
Aye.
Representative Bent?
No.
Senator Morris?
Aye.
Representative Bailey?
Aye.
Senator Burdick?
Aye.
Representative Barnhart?
Aye. Motion carries in both chambers, and the bill will go back to the House floor for a vote on the report of the conference committee and the bill. Thank you, and I think we've completed our business, and with that. Carriers, yes. I plan to carry in the House. I assume that Senator Burdick would like to carry in the Senate.
I would be honored, Mr. Chair, and I may. I'll check with our Senate clerk to see if we can co-carry it as we did
As you did before with Senator Morris. That's right. I watched the tape on that debate. It was wonderful.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you very
much. It didn't
much.
Accomplish much, Mr. Chair.
Well, I wouldn't say that. You've got 5/6 of the Senate to vote with you.
Maybe if everybody had seen the tape.
Thank you. Paul, do I need to do anything else?
We need to sign, I think.
Yes. We have to sign. All six of us have to sign all three copies of the report. And you have those.
Right.
Now, I can adjourn the meeting and then go sign.
Yep.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. The committee is adjourned. All right. The committee is adjourned.